back to the Jerry Bader Program. I'm Seth Mueller sitting in for Jerry as we get started with hour number two. Let me pick on Hillary Clinton just for a little bit. Last week, you know, as her book was getting ready to come out, the revelation, she was saying that, oh, we were dead broke when we left the White House. And yet, apparently her definition of being dead broke and the definition you and I have is must be a little different because immediately leaving the White House, they bought two multi-million dollar houses. Not just one, two. One, of course, so she could run her sham election to be senator in New York. And I'm sorry, did I say that? I thought that, oof, bad, bad host. I slapped my hand. And the other, of course, so Bill could have his bachelor pad and so forth. So, $1.5 million, $1.8 million for one home, $2 million, something like that, for the other home. That's not dead broke. It also came out that they each made their total net worth $100 million or so. Again, not dead broke. When you have to make a choice, do I buy lunch or do I put $5 of gas in my car so I can continue to go to work this week? That, my friends, that's dead broke, okay? That's in a financial hardship, not, gee, do we use Baccarat or Waterford Crystal in our summer home? that's not financially. So she got a lot of flack for that. And so she's trying to make things better. And she comes out in an interview and says, even though she is worth in the neighborhood of $50 million now. She said in an interview that she is, quote, unlike a lot of people who are truly well off. $50 million. $50 million. If you really want to know how much that is, take your annual salary, divide 50 million by that. And that shows how many years you would have to work in order to have what she has now. However, she is not truly well off. She tried to spin that comment into going after the individuals with tax advantages. See, the left want to make the wealthy on the right, not the wealthy on the left, leave them alone because they're our benefactors and they're their friends. No, they want to look at the wealthy on the right as evil, influential, overly aggressive Koch brothers issues. Okay, they want to turn them into the evil, horrible people that don't ever pay taxes. There is no set of IRS rules for the conservatives and a set of IRS rules for liberals. There's not a separate set of IRS. Oh, there may be a separate set of IRS rules and when it comes to applying for tax exempt status, but that's another controversy. Everybody has the same opportunity to utilize the tax code as it is written right now. If you feel that an individual is not paying enough in their quote fair share of taxes, the fault lies in the way the ridiculous tax code is written. Thank you, Charlie Rangel. It has a lot to do with the loopholes, the tax laws, everything that is, and loophole is not even a right word, the deductions, the allowances, that is to be blamed for the variance in tax rates. I can solve that problem too. It's called the Fair Tax. Look into it. Fairtax.org. That's the way to resolve our tax issues, plain and simple. So anyway, Hillary trying to do a better job of explaining how she's one of us, you and I, okay? Saying that even though she has $50 million, she's not truly well off. All right, where am I at with time? I know where I'm at with time. I can see the little clock. Let's talk a little bit about the Middle East situation. This is one that really deserves our attention. I start off with Pope Francis made a comment the other day. Pope Francis is urging Christians to work together to abolish every form of torture, condemning the practice as what he calls a grave sin, hinting that truly torturing of other peoples may be your gateway to hell. He told the public in St. Peter's Square Sunday that he wanted to reiterate, quote, firm condemnation of every kind of torture. He has sought united efforts to work for torture's end and support victims and their families. He says, it is a mortal sin, a very grave sin to torture people, and noted that Thursday marks the United Nations Day for Torture Victims. Okay. Keep in mind what Pope Francis, his background is. He comes from a part of the world where the government, the military regime ruling Argentina, used torture against its citizens to control them, to eliminate dissension, that type of thing. And that is absolutely abhorrent. And I believe this is what the Pope is talking about, that this type of government oppressive, steal you in the middle of the night. Think of the Saddam Hussein regime. They would steal women and take them off, and the brothers, or the sons, Uday and Qusay, they had rape parties. This is inhuman. This is evil. And yes, it absolutely should be abolished. But this comment is going to be used and will continue to be used on the left when it talks to enhanced interrogation. Enhanced interrogation, psychological operations where you play, I don't know, Justin Bieber music until the individual just can't take it anymore and is willing to talk. Waterboarding, placing someone in isolation, these type of enhanced interrogation techniques are not torture. These items are ways to get our enemies to flip. If you can't lead them with honey, then you lead them with being uncomfortable. You make them uncomfortable, you make them think, and you give them the opportunity to end their unpleasant conditions by talking. That is not torture. However, the Obama administration and many others on the left have come to the conclusion, again, how we started this conversation earlier, political correctness. Well, if you're making someone uncomfortable, that's torture. Really? No, it's not. But this administration has hindered our intelligence community by saying we can't use interrogation tactics anymore to gain information. And so, therefore, we now are in a bad situation where things are happening around the world that surprise us. I bring this up because Dianne Feinstein said so. She was on CNN State of the Union over the weekend. Senator Dianne Feinstein, Democrat, California, said the U.S. intelligence community did not know the Islamic State in Iraq and Syria, ISIS, as we've come to know them, that these militants would be able to invade and take over a large region in Iraq so quickly. How do we not know that? How do we not know that? Oh, well, you know why we don't know that? Because we don't have intelligence operatives on the ground bringing in suspects and interrogating them and getting human intelligence the old-fashioned way. Mm-mm. Oh, we'll monitor emails and we'll monitor cell phone communications and behavior. That's fine. That is wonderful supplemental behavior. But it is no replacement for actually getting face-to-face and getting human intelligence. Boots on the ground, operatives more particularly on the ground. She says, obviously, we knew about ISIS. We've seen its development in Syria. We knew they were a brutal bunch. She said, but let's look at this practically. You either have to have the technical up in the sky or in other places, or you have to have assets, people who will give you human intelligence. This is a different culture. It's very difficult to pierce. The piercing intelligence, and she goes on to make excuses why they don't have it. It is human intelligence that got us so deep into destroying Al-Qaeda and the Taliban in Afghanistan, human intelligence. The beginning of us kicking their butt was because the CIA was doing their job. They had small teams that went in and got the information after just a lot of hardship, got the information, and then executed that information the right way. But this presidency has decided that that's not the way to go. And so, therefore, we end up with what possibly could be the biggest threat in the Middle East to peace in a very, very long time. How brutal are these people, and where are they coming from? Well, for example, the judge that sentenced Saddam Hussein to death, some reports, has been captured and executed by this group, ISIS. Why? Because he handed down the death sentence to Saddam Hussein. These people, this group of ISIS, are going to find any way possible to cause and wreak havoc. This is what they do. We'll talk a little bit more about that after our next break. This is the Jerry Bader Program. I'm Seth Mila sitting in. The phone number, 888-455-1360. The question I pose to you, do we need to bring back a very aggressive campaign of human intelligence and asset gathering in these areas of the world? I'm Seth Mila. We'll be right back.
For all things Jerry Bader,